said to me. But why mention some of it, but not all of it? Because that's not going to be all of it. And so I don't know that there's much purpose in putting it in there. I think we do have, I mentioned before, we've been talking about this. I understand we want to address, and you've agreed to address, and I appreciate that. You know, a wall to the east of the parking on the east. This says berm, but that's not what you just said, Corbin, and I believe what you just said is what we talked about last time.
Further to the north,
there would be a berm.
Yes.
But further south, where the parking lot is, we were discussing a wall, which I think would be more efficient.
And
probably what the developer would want to install.
That's what we're trying to say, JC, is that.
And I don't think it says that, but, and then over around Inez, we've talked about that, and we understand that as far as being a fence and a wall, or a wall, probably more like a wall. And then north of that, we've talked about berms, and that's what we talked about. I think everybody knows that. But, Michael, you've told me many times that now's not really the time to get into all those details, and so, you know, that's fine, but we do need to make sure we get all those details. And I just feel like it's weird to put half of them in here. That all sort of implies there's not another half, but there is. So that's my big question right there.
Well, and if I can kind of add a little different, well,
go ahead.
Piggyback on that. My concern or suggestion or whatever is I would want to make sure that the city, you know, property owners, developer collectively have the ability that, I guess what I'm saying is I don't want to lock us in necessarily, and that's the question to you, that if all three parties agree that here it shouldn't be a berm, it should be a wall, or vice versa, we're not handcuffing ourselves.
Yeah, and it says that in the last sentence. Specifics regarding the height and type of fence and the height, type, and location of the berms will be addressed in the approval of the phase where those improvements will be installed.
And I'm suggesting even broader in terms of...
Right, do we take out the language that says East Side and Racquet Club so that
right.
It doesn't sound like that's the only place we're talking about this here?
If we just say that there are several areas where we've discussed, you know, the walls and berms,
sense?
and we'll get into specifics later.
So
and that would be okay at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I guess from the attorney in me says, we've got an agreement to build a fence along the parking lot with the Racquet Club. I want it in there.
So
that's
we've
the
got,
agreement.
But
well,
we've also got an agreement to build a fence along the parking on the west side between the project and Inez's home. So why isn't that in here too?
That, I mean, I can add that in.
I would prefer, also as an attorney, but not acting as one here, that we don't put any of this in, because there could be a whole number, as Kevin pointed out, there could be many
yeah.
other conditions we require when these phases come before us. And while we think we're locking the developer down, the developer could flip that back on us and say, you locked yourselves down also. These are all the types of things that are dealt with, correct me if I'm wrong, Michael, through that conditional use approval, phase approval. And we're gonna know better once that's developed. I mean, we have a master plan, but that's not phase one. I don't know what phase one's gonna look like. Maybe Dan doesn't even know what phase one's gonna look like. And he'll talk with the neighbors, and we can then better. This is anticipated
so,
here anyway, so I'd just as soon leave this whole thing out
okay,
here.
Okay, let me throw another, because I like that idea. I'm just, what if we, and I'm not an attorney, what if we put something in that just says the developer has agreed to fence and or berm as each phase happens working with the neighbors? Should we put something general like that?
I wouldn't even say that, because one thing about an agreement, if you put a lot of precatory stuff in it that, you know, is not shall do this type stuff, it muddles it up, and it could be a limitation on either side. So since we know, I mean, we could, and let's see, if the developer were here right now, I would tell them to beware. it's coming. So even if Dan Luster is not the developer at that time, and it's, you know, John Doe. Under our code and under this agreement, it will be understood that there could be other conditions that would be imposed. And frankly, I don't know what those might be right now. We're not talking probably very far off. My guess is it's going to be along the lines of what we talked about, but I don't know that that's agreement language for now.
Maybe it's sufficient just to reference each phase will be a conditional use permit. We'll follow that process.
Yeah, that's general across the board. And this isn't a normal agreement because we have kind of the unilateral power to say certain things and not just negotiate them.
Yeah,
we'll be reasonable for the record.
Maybe.
And another reason suggesting that is, and I can't think of an example, but again, to not pin down, because maybe a wall or a berm isn't the ideal solution for that we as a city or a neighbor, you know, would want. I don't.
Just one comment on that, just so you remember what happened in the last meeting, is we had the citizens here who were concerned about this.
That's what I think.
And the one, I can't remember which one, but stood up and said specifically, these are things that we want. And we negotiated that in real time and got those concessions. And
they may not be the neighbor then. But, you know, the point is that we're going to deal with it at that time.
And we can. I just wanted to remind everyone that's what happened. And so, I mean, I can certainly just put it in that there's discussions and, you know, goes in fully aware that he could be required to put in fences, berms, whatever, and this will be addressed in each phase. I can make that change.
I think
there's
something has to be in there for those neighbors who are very concerned. Because if we leave it out.
The only concern is if they see it and it's not in there.
If we leave it out, it's going to be an issue.
I think it would be
for them.
It's fine as a warning. If not code sufficient, to put the language in that generally, that not just with respect to fences and berms, but any number of other things.
Lights.
That the phase, you know, where we talk about phasing, that each phase will be a conditional use permit and that the city and the developer may be addressing various conditions, including but not limited to fencing, berms, lights, garbage pickup, snow removal.
To mitigate impact on the neighbors.
Yeah. Want to send a message to the people saying, you put this agreement together and there's nothing in it about, it's right there.
It's right there, yep.
Okay, I'll put it in. I can make that change.
Okay.
I'll do that.
I just
but take this out.
Watching.
Yes, I will.
Yeah.
I'll take that out and
they're
I'll rewrite
be watching
that.
It. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's
if
see
if
here.
That's acceptable with everybody. I don't
it's acceptable to me.
Okay.
Me too.
Okay.
I think just the neighbors very specifically felt that in the past, with zone changes and they were promised things would happen and be undone and it was all going to be taken care of and it didn't get taken care of.
Yeah.
Right.
So I want the language that we put in here to reflect that it will actually be taken care of.
Okay. I'll put that in. I'll put it in.
Okay.
I'll redo that.
And not only that it will be taken care of, but it's legally enforceable that we can take care of it.
Right. I'll do it. Okay, moving down to the required commercial square footage. If you remember, we took out the squishy language and just made it very clear that all commercial has to be built. So what does it say? 60% of the required commercial will need to be built to submit for preliminary approval of phase 4 and 100% done before you can submit for the preliminary of phase 5.
Phase 5, yeah.
Yeah. And then coming down... let's see here, plat designation of restricted commercial space. As part of the approval of the commercial space in the project, it is proposed that 16,905 square feet of the commercial buildings be installed for the sole purpose of storage. Because storage space does not require the calculation of water usage, these spaces shall be strictly prohibited from being used for anything other than storage. The amount of water dedicated for each commercial building in the areas designated as storage and therefore restricted for alternate use shall be clearly designated on the plat of each phase.
Do we need to specify that if in any way that area is found to not be used for storage, that it could revoke business licenses? That do we need to specify a penalty there?
It's under the code. I mean, under the plat, that's what we're putting it on the plat, is that this is storage space, and so if they came in and they were using it, that becomes an enforcement issue, and we would just be able to go and say the plat clearly says that's not.
And the conditional use approval of the phase would have said that in there as well.
Yes, as well. So I think that we're probably okay with that.
Do we want to expand this beyond water and include parking?
That was my thought also. We need to include parking somewhere. I'm trying to remember, we're gonna put it on the plat for sure.
I can add in parking. It's a good place to put parking in there as well.
Well, you've got that parking paragraph up, paragraph M, right?
Right, but this ties it directly to that storage space.
Yeah, we can add parking there too.
Because we don't require parking for storage, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
As long as it's not commercial storage.
Not in most cases. Some are gross square feet calculations, some are net, so it depends. Most of ours are net though, and so it wouldn't include that.
I don't think that takes away from what it says on that table about parking above. Because that's not just commercial, that's for residential and commercial.
Yeah, I think it would be good. I'll add parking in on N. I think that's a good catch there. Let's keep coming down to underground, the underground parking. We made the following edits. The city council may approve it at sole discretion below grade parking. If data from the piezometers is presented and appropriate engineering is proposed and approved to address water issues. Dan's concern here is I had put in a minimum of 2 years, and he felt like, if I can show that we've punched holes and there's never been water there, and that's kind of what some of the study had come back, that he wanted at least the opportunity to come and talk to the city council at that point and not have to wait that additional time. We didn't think that was unreasonable, and the city council, at its sole discretion, it could still say, we still want another year's worth of piezometers, whatever. But he at least wanted a pathway forward to be able to come in and present it.
It's really an engineering issue.
Yeah.
Right?
It is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And coming up with contingency plans if there's problems, because if we allow required parking underground and there's a problem, really the subdivision doesn't function any longer. Because all of a sudden, that two-thirds parking would be on surface. There's only one-third parking on surface. So we wouldn't be able to handle it. So it's a big issue. It needs to be looked at closely.
And across the property, certain areas may be different than other areas.
Exactly, yes.
So there's more information and then possibly contingency plans, that type of thing for city council to consider in the future. We don't have that right now.
Yeah.
So
I put in that it approval of underground parking will require an appearance before the city council and a written amendment to this master plan agreement agreed to by both the developer and the city. So we took that out, the idea that it could be an administrative approval.
So up above, that was my main question, if I understand that correctly, what it still says. It's near the top. It says the approval of only the addition of below-grade parking shall be administrative, requiring approval of the city planner and the city engineer. So I thought it was weird because it says it will be administrative and then it talks about how it requires city council approval.
I thought I crossed all of that out.
Well, not in my version.
Not in my version, yeah.
Yeah.
It's near the top. Scroll up.
The bottom part was crossed out.
Let me see here.
There isn't anything at the top. Is it?
Requiring approval of the city plan. So that part
is... Oh, yeah. Good catch. That's a very good catch. I went down below. Good catch, JC. So I need to do on S, take out all reference to administrative.
Okay. That would solve the confusion on that.
I'm glad you caught that.
A question on that one. Are we covered just by other ordinances as it pertains to the piezometers that are installed, that the location and number are approved by the city engineer?
Yeah, and once again, Burke comes back in, it's your sole discretion. You can put whatever condition, you can make them put 1,000 piezometers in if you want, right? I mean, there's no requirement for you to approve this. You can put whatever conditions you want to make sure we're not going to flood out the basements.
And Corbin will defend that as a reasonable condition.
As a reasonable condition, and I'll die on my sword. Yeah.
But it'd be good to gather that data, starting now. I think you've already started to gather it. Moving forward, that gives us a longer record of information.
And the piezometers are already placed where the engineers felt like they should go.
That is correct.
Okay, so that's taken care of that.
Yeah, there's 30 of them.